listening to the On Call Empath Show.
Hey, this is Raj Mantaj coming at you from the On Call Empath. I hope you guys had an amazing year. And today I'm going to wrap up all my episodes that I've had all in this YouTube video. I'm going to talk about the five main things that, at least what was important to me, that I got from all these amazing top guests that I've had. I mean, these are some of the best doctors, coaches, therapists, healers, all these people shared some information, and I took a little bit about from everyone, and this is basically what I came up with. So I really think you guys are going to really enjoy this episode. I'm going to be summarizing the whole year of all the little bits and pieces that nuggets that I got out of it. So if you haven't checked out all my podcast episodes, I've had hundreds of episodes with so many guests from all over the world. Go ahead and check those out. But in this video, I'm just going to kind of highlight just the main five things that were important to me that I learned within all these hundreds of episodes that I've done. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. So as you guys know, I started this podcast because I was so intrigued and I faced so much adversity, especially growing up. I was around a lot of narcissists, manipulators, and I started looking into empaths. And it just resonated with me. And once I started to open that box, that Pandora box, things just started to really make sense for me. And before I knew it, I started digging in more and more into, you know, into recovery, dealing with trauma. I started a podcast, which, as you guys know, was, you know, I had a different guest every week. It took off, and now I'm here. I'm actually coaching people, which I can't, you know, tell you how great the feeling feels when you can help others that are still going through their journey. And I wish, you know, obviously I had someone like that growing up, but at the same time, I had to learn the hard way of things to do and not to do. So hopefully you take away a lot from this YouTube video. So number one, let's go ahead and dive right in. So our environments shape who we are, the people that we hang around with. You can have two people living in two sides of the globes that are twins. They have almost identical everything. The only difference is they have a different environment. One person's was in an abusive environment with no support, and then the other one was in a very supportive environment. Everything that he strived for, this person was given a lot of motivation, a lot of tools to grow himself and make decisions for themselves. So there was two people on the side of the globe, and they found, and this study showed that, you know, they both turned out differently because of their environment. Now, was there some genetic component to it? I'm sure there was. The main point I'm trying to make is that there is a significant role of one, who we hang around with, two, our environment, and three, what we surround ourselves around and what we accept and what we don't accept. What I see with a lot of my clients is they'll put themselves in situations and they'll sometimes defend, you know, or justify why they're in that position. Maybe it's a job, or they're married to somebody that's a narcissist. They will come up with excuses on, you know, why they're getting, you know, some benefit out of the relationship or the job that's paying really well. But what they don't realize is the factor of the mental health, which is deteriorating every day. And then you get to a point where you have to really take assessment of what's worth better. Like, you have to step back and kind of take inventory and say, okay, how much can you tolerate versus, you know, how much is it affecting your overall life? So environment is everything. We are the five people we hang around with. And I've had a lot of amazing guests that confirm this. I had one TEDx speaker also on one of the episodes say the same thing, that we are who we hang around with. And I want you to think about that for a second. If we hang around five people and they're always negative, or let's say they have traits of, you know, putting people down and just talking toxic, and they don't have a lot of goals in life, most likely going to be in that same situation. Number two is time to recharge, especially if you guys are listening that are HSP or empath or just a trauma victim. This is vital for everything. And I've had so many coaches talk about this, especially the healers that I've had on this show. I've had over 50, 60 healers that showed up, and they all kind of confirmed that their downtime, their alone time is vital to their being, their spirit. So, you know, that could be taking time for yourself, being with your family, your friends, meditating away with all the social media, turning off the phone and the TV, and just being present in the moment. There's something to say about this because it just wasn't all the expert guests that were on this podcast that were saying this. I've actually tried this myself where I never really took time to, you know, journal or do any of these things. And when I did it, it totally was a game changer for me, because at first I'm like, I'll give it a shot. And then, you know, I did it a few days here and there, but it wasn't consistent. So I wasn't seeing the full effect. But when you start incorporating this in your life every day, and you take time to recharge your batteries, you know, disconnecting, being with someone that lifts you rather than puts you down. If you're in a job all day and you're constantly under stress, or you're married to somebody who's constantly on your back and it's draining you, and you're an empath or highly sensitive, or heck, you could just be just a normal everyday person listening to this, and that will cause your whole spirit to kind of be in a low vibration. So think about that. So number two is, you know, take time to recharge. Alone time is huge, and be realistic with yourself, you know, and sleep, diet, exercise, all these things just add to our overall quality of life. And so just make sure when you take time away from the chaos, especially in 2021, with COVID and everything, I feel like a lot of people are still going through a lot. Number three is boundaries. This is huge. Keeping boundaries, people pleasing, being able to say no, speaking your truth. That seems to be the number one biggest problem that I've had in, not just with a lot of the things that I see with my clients, but more importantly, this is like the number one things that a lot of coaches deal with, and they specialize in. So if you haven't checked out a lot of the podcast episodes, I have a, some of the best coaches that come on that just talk about boundaries or just talk about people pleasing. And once you can, you know, really sit down and figure out how you can incorporate this in all aspects of your life without feeling like you're not being heard, because the fact of the matter is we all want to be heard. We all want to be respected, but you want to do it in a certain way where you don't come across as offending or you're accusatory. You always want to come to the conclusion and talk to people to the fact, like, I feel that this is way. And no one's going to put you down for feeling a certain way. You're being honest. You're being upfront. But just be careful who you open this up to, because obviously you don't want to do it to a narcissist or a toxic person, because they will definitely turn that around on you. And number four, healing is definitely possible. I've had a lot of people that have given up and they said, you know, I've tried everything. Listen to every, you know, I've talked to doctors, therapists, you know, I've taken medication. You know, they've tried everything known to man, and they just kind of written themselves off. And I'm here to tell you that there is definitely recovery is possible. I mean, that's something that I've seen and witnessed, especially with a lot of my clients, but more importantly, all these hundreds of guests, they are the best in what they do. And even a lot of their clients have fully recovered, or they've gotten close to it. So one thing that I learned from hundreds of people that have been on this podcast is recovery is definitely possible. There is no lost cause. You can always improve in your life. There's always room for improvement. I mean, this obviously comes with doing the work. So, keep that in mind. It's not, you know, recovery is not just going to happen overnight. It's a process. It takes sometimes years, decades, but if you put in the work and you're consistent, it can be done. So definitely hope you know, looking in the future, optimism, all this stuff does play a role, especially for the empaths, the HSPs that are tuning in. And I know a lot of my clients are tuning into this episode as well. You guys could also contest that, you know, that a lot, how far you've come. And I'm very proud of you guys that, that started at one point and now you're at a point where you can say no, you can, you could stop people pleasing, you say what you mean, and you get the, you get it back from the universe. You know, you get back that energy. And you know that everything is sort of energy. And so if we're around people that bring our energy down, it's not gonna help us in this journey, this healing journey. Number five is learning from our past, learning from our mistakes. So we talk about a lot about narcissism in this podcast and YouTube videos. I've had a lot of narcissist experts on my podcast. And so I'm using this as an example because it seems to be very common for a lot of empaths, especially the ones that I coach, that come in and they say that, you know, they keep making the same mistakes over and over, but they can't see it. You know, they go see somebody who's an expert and then they'll be fine for a little bit, but then they'll continue doing the same behaviors. We need to have mistakes in order to grow. And I know a lot of people think that if they make a mistake, that there's failing or it's embarrassing and there's some shame in that, because at the end of the light, you're going to get it one day. And this is like one thing that I learned from some of the best coaches, doctors, therapists that I've had on this podcast, that you can learn from your mistake. We can unlearn bad habits. We can, the brain can rewire our brains. Neuroplasticity is real. We can change our environment. So there's a lot of variables, but there's a lot of controllables as well. So I want you to think about that. If you try to control everything in your life, you're going to short circuit the system. So why not just focus on one aspect, and that's learning from mistakes. So when you see something, you do it, and you do it to the best of your ability and not feel bad if you make any mistakes. And I think these are the 5 points, at least what I learned from over hundreds of guests on this podcast that I'm so grateful for, that showed up and shared their knowledge with all of you guys. And just to recap, you know, your environment is key. Time to recharge is huge, especially for empaths. Setting boundaries, people pleasing, being able to speak your truth is another big one. Number three. Number four is healing is definitely possible. So if you're at that point where you just kind of given up on life, I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. And two, there is hope out there. Optimism. Looking in the future, knowing that you have a goal that you can reach. And number five, learning from your mistakes, being able to accept that and move forward, still move forward in life. So there you have it. That's the year in review. And I have some amazing guests coming more in the future as well. If you haven't checked out my previous episodes with a lot of guests that have been on this podcast, they are truly amazing people. And I just was, you know, wanted to thank each and every one of them and everyone that has been tuning in and supporting this podcast. Also, if you're looking for coaching, all the links in the bio. If you can like and share this would totally mean the world to me. If you can share and like this YouTube video, it would definitely mean a lot. And stay tuned for the next episode. And always, guys, keep moving forward. You're listening to the call.